This is 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge. I'm Amy Jeffries. Lieutenant General Russell Honoré gets credit for restoring order in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, and from that he emerged as a national hero. And since then, he's retired from the Army and has launched headlong into the fight against pollution in Louisiana. General Honoré is here to talk with me ahead of the Louisiana Earth Day celebration on Sunday. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Well, it's good to be here, and big hello to all of our public radio friends out there. I'm a big fan.
Was Hurricane Katrina and seeing the devastation that it caused to New Orleans and to Louisiana's coast generally, was that an environmental awakening for you?
It was. The storm hit Monday, and Tuesday I went to Mississippi, and then Tuesday night I was ordered to go to New Orleans to help with the evacuation. And Wednesday afternoon I left the Superdome on a Navy helicopter flying out to the USS Bataan. And on the flight out I saw these old derricks, oil derricks, right off of Plaquemine Parish and still in the kind of the wetlands. And you could see streaks of oil come from. So I asked the pilot, did the storm really do this to these derricks? He said, well, most of those, General, anytime you fly out here, you see them because they're just abandoned oil wells. And that broke my heart. That, how could that be? Well, in the last 6 months, I've come to know we got 6,000 abandoned oil wells that we still, our legislator called them orphan wells. I call them abandoned wells. And the more we make people knowledgeable about that, we're trying to get laws and people have a discussion. Hey, we got to clean that up. Somebody's got to go clean it up. So Katrina was an awakening in that regard when I flew along the wetlands to see the amount of oil from abandoned wells. And many of them, after that, the Coast Guard went out and, you know, the right people went out to cap them. But those derricks are still there. They never were removed, the old derricks, the old oil derricks. Yeah. They're still in the marsh.
Right. Now we're almost 9 years after Katrina.
Right.
Yeah. You have, I don't know if you would say that you've launched it or gathered it or what, but you are lending your clout these days to a group called the Green Army. What is the Green Army?
The unique thing about the Green Army is about idea. We do not have an address. We do not have a mailbox. We do have a website that a volunteer has put together. Because the idea is, how do we get environmental groups to work together as one? They still maintain the individual entity. Some of them are linked to national organizations like the local Sierra Clubs. We work with them a lot. But the focus is on the Green Army is clean air, clean water, safe food, safe land, fighting pollution. And every now and then since I've started this Green Army, people call me and say, we want to talk about climate change. And I said, I understand, but I'm standing in oil. You know, you want to come give me a class on the attributes of learning how to swim and I'm drowning. You know, we have a problem of pollution in Louisiana. And it didn't start the day. I tell a lot of legislators, and I run into them, occasionally a few that I do get to talk to, much of the problem we have was started before you even born.
Mm-hmm.
We got to fix them. You can't stand here and defend something that happened 50 years ago and think it's okay today. Right. We did a lot of things at one time because we thought Mother Nature would cure itself. I grew up on a farm in Point Coupee Parish. We would change the oil of our tractors right in the yard. We would, before winter came, we would change the antifreeze, just let it out on the ground until the county agent came by one day and said, hey, this will kill the crawfish over here in the bayou. So we stopped doing that. You know, we thought Mother Nature would just heal this. And we know better. So we went from, you can go from a position of ignorance to knowing better. I think that is the premise of the Green Army, is that it's about the ideas that we must fight pollution, past, present, and prevent future pollutions by through citizens.
You certainly gained a reputation with the coordination of the relief after Katrina for bringing together, you know, some disparate organizations, FEMA and the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and the Mayor's mm-hmm. Office, and getting them to work together. How does getting people to rally around an environmental mission compare to that kind of rallying of people around a military mission?
Oh, it's a lot different. Yes. Much of the conversation we deal with that we've got to get past is that of trust. That people have an appreciation that we want our gas, but we want it in our tank. We want our oil, and we want our engine. We do not want it in the bayous where we catch our crawfish, or we go hunt our duck, or the estuaries where we go catch our crabs. Or we don't want it in our food source, our rice, or our vegetable gardens, as is the case around New Orleans. We had a problem with pollution. So how do we get people to buy into that at the end of the day, that one way or another, this is going to affect you?
Well, Lieutenant General Russell Honoré, you'll be speaking about how to keep our water clean on the Earth Arts stage at the Louisiana Earth Day celebration in downtown Baton Rouge this Sunday at 4 p.m. It's really great to talk with you.
Thanks for having me on, and I look forward to seeing everybody at Earth Day.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 WRKF.